بسم الله Our deen commences with respect and kindness. And there's going to be a sequence of showing respect and a sequence of showing kindness. The greatest of respect you show to Allah Ta'ala. لا يسأل الله يفعل وهم يسألون. His authority is not questionable. He's not answerable to anybody. Why is this person lucky and fortunate? And why is this person not lucky and fortunate? That's not your business. It's Allah Ta'ala's book. So primarily, you show respect to Allah Ta'ala, that He is His being and His commands. You have the consciousness and the awareness of Allah Ta'ala's presence at any given time. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. The consciousness of His presence. And sometimes it is nice to explain this to the students. When you say, Allah Ta'ala is with you, what you mean? Wherever you are, and He is with you. So, sometimes this concept has to be explained to students, what is the meaning? Allama Shami Rahmatullahi explains it, what it means. It means that His sight, His knowledge, and His power prevails over everything. Like you are sitting here, right? So you have sight of something, you have knowledge of something, and you have a power of something that is accessible to you, near you, right? And for Allah Ta'ala, everything is here. The biggest of things and the smallest of things. What is visible to us is the sky. What is visible to us is the sun. So, all that is in total control. Sight, His knowledge, and His control. So this is what is meant, that Allah Ta'ala is with you wherever you be. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. It is important that you talk to people according to their level of understanding. You talk to at a level that's beyond them, then they can't comprehend. And then, unfortunately, they have doubts, questions. But now, like this, I showed you, that He's in full control of every single atom, wherever it be. So that's the meaning of Allah Ta'ala is with you, wherever you be. So the first respect and the first adab you will show is the presence of Allah Ta'ala, consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So the more the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the more you alert. You're doing things rightly. You're not doing things incorrectly. In your private life, in your public life, in your domestic life, in your social life, in your life in the masjid, in your life outdoors. But now you have the respect of Allah Ta'ala, the consciousness, the awareness that He is before you. So you will not see things that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. Like your parents are in the room, right? The room is locked. Will you peep and see what's going on? No. Adab and your respect demands that you don't do such a thing. So you have a level of respect for your parents. Or if your father or mother is in the toilet, then you don't peep. Why don't peep? You have respect. So, certainly the same, or the respect of Allah Ta'ala is that you don't do something that will displease Him. Like this will displease, this type of behavior will displease your father or your mother, right? Will displease Him, so you avoid doing such a thing. So exactly the same now, when you got the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, and you're not looking at things that will displease Allah. Similarly, you will not listen to things that will not please Allah. So you will think that must I listen to this, mustn't I listen to it, it's music. So I haven't switched it on, but it's running now. See, some music is playing, and you can't see now because it is playing in the masjid, therefore it's alright. The person that is playing the music in the masjid, he's wrong, and now you're supporting the wrong. You cannot say it's wrong, it's right. It's wrong, it's wrong. Whether someone is playing it here outside the masjid, if you have the courage, you'll stop the person. He's doing something in the house of Allah Ta'ala. You have the courage, or you have some influence over the person, you know the person, then correct the person. Because if nobody is going to correct, then with a small passage of time, people begin to count the wrong as right. كيف بكم وتأمرون بالمنكر وتنهون عن المعروف إذا رأيتم المنكر معروفا ورأيتم المنكر معروفا. You begin to see the wrong is right. This happens when wrong is happening, but nobody is taking the courage to go stop it. Somehow or the other, try, see, work out a plan, how must they stop this thing? It has to be corrected, sometimes in the home, sometimes amongst friends, sometimes in the masjid. But a wrong is taking place, you got some influence, you know the person, stop the thing. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Mutai says, that in this day there is widespread corruption. And the reason for this widespread corruption is, gives three reasons. One reason is, people aren't concerned about halal and haram. Whatever money comes, bank, insurance, interest, fraud, casino, anything, you cheated the person, you robbed the person, you misled the person, and you got some wealth. So what's in your sight is the amount, not the purity. And what is in the sight of Allah is the purity. Wealth is pure, then there'll be prosperity, there'll be good, a little bit, but it'll be a lot of good. Someone mentioned this to the Mawad Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi. So Mawad explained that if you say that interest, all these wrong systems will bring about prosperity, show us, just see the history of Islam, right? The Banu Umayyah and the Banu Abbas, right? A lot of wealth and a lot of prosperity, and the whole country, the whole Islamic land was all prospering. Prosperous to such a level that you can't find a person to receive your charity. Everybody's got so much. I don't need it. Coming with gold, coming with silver, coming to do some charitable work, and they say we don't need it, right? So there was so much of prosperity, so much of wealth, so much of good. But the prosperity was because of interest. There was no interest. There was no gambling. There was no casino. There was no insurance. Nothing. So where did the prosperity come? That means the benchmark to prosperity is not these things. This is an imaginary thing. You imagine that if you do this, then you will be prosperous. And if you don't do it, then you will go down. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. Even if the abundance of haram may impress you, but both are not identical. This has a different effect, that has a different effect. The effect of halal is different, the effect of haram is different. Musab Rahman was explaining this once. Mawlawi Sahib asked him, Rahmatullah alayhima. Then said that, see, there's an abundance of haram, and therefore you don't see things working out as you would desire. Right? Before it was such that any deen is people learned halal, just simple lives, simple lifestyle, but they earned 100% halal. So if it was halal, then the institutions were running very well. Deen institutions, masjids, madrasas, everything was running very well. Right? Why? They were eating halal. So what halal they earned, they brought into the masjid, they brought into the madrasa, they brought it into the institute. So halal was springing out, food was flowing out. Why? Because they were earning halal. But now, either they're not worried about halal and haram, or they're mixing it, or they feel what's wrong in haram. So now, when you bring it, you're earning that, that's the thing that you bring in the masjid, in the madrasa, in the khanqah, in everywhere. So you don't see the type of good coming out like you see then. In that zaman you saw something else, now you're not seeing it. So you're not seeing it, why? It's your own negligence. You are what you eat. You're going to be eating right, then right will come out. And you're not going to be eating right, then there's going to be problems. The boy Yunus Patel Sahib was saying that, why are there so many differences today? So the reason I thought about it, the reason is the same. Is there's no concern about halal. Mixing up here, there. You just hear one person saying something and we're just going with that. We're not verifying it, not understanding. And just taking, grabbing the thing and moving. So there'll be several things, several reactions to that type of wealth, whether it's haram, whether it is mixed up, whether it is doubtful. One is, we'll find fights, disputes, disagreements, right? Whereas, if you see that family history, say 70, 60 years ago, there was so much of unity, so much of love, so much of kindness, so much of goodness, right? That family record, say 60, 70 years ago, so much. And now, that muhabbat is gone, the love is gone, the respect is gone, so something has come into the equation to remove that unity, that love, that understanding. So what is that? So we have to think about it now. See, this is bringing, it's easy to say that he's causing the problem, he is causing the fight. It's easy to shift the blame, but there must be man enough to say, no, I'm also contributing to this. So individually, how can I bring about the unity? Because I'm also contributing. I also want much. And in the race for much, I'm not seeing what I'm doing. So sometimes you get an interior designer, right? Doing cupboards and all that. So then so much of cheating goes on. So much of cheating goes on. One level of cheating, so you ask him to buy, or he says you do your covers. So he will buy a little bit more than he's supposed to be buying. So the offcuts he's taking for himself, the material he's taking for himself, and you think that he's using it in your sight. And he thinks, what's wrong? It's the offcut. An offcut is acceptable that I must take it, right? Sometimes that's wrong. Sometimes the wrong is that I promised him, your work will be finished in this week, right? Don't worry. Wow, your work, top priority, I'll finish it up this week. In the meanwhile, he's given him a job, He doesn't want to lose the second one and the third one. So he says, no, I'll do your job. How he reconciles? He says, wow, man, you know, I was supposed to be doing it this week, but the machine just gave up now. They don't have the, I went to the hardware, they don't have the material. So they bring 101 excuse, lies, to justify. So the barakat goes away then. See, you're lying to the person, you're cheating the person, and then you think that that's going to be barakat in that. Now there's going to be disputes, misunderstanding. And even if there isn't a dispute, you won't find the enjoyment. See, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. You won't find the enjoyment. See, Allah Pak is promising, من عمل الصالح من ذكرين أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة will give you the enjoyment. But how the enjoyment works? Let me give you a simple illustration how the enjoyment works. Right? You came home, and the wife prepares something nice, pastries and pizzas and chops and whatever she prepared, right? But she's not speaking well to you. She's not giving a good face. She's giving one word answers. She's avoiding you. But all the good food is there. I ask you, will you find the satisfaction? So the wife is not happy, the food won't be enjoyable. Right? If Allah Ta'ala is not happy, will your life be enjoyable? You won't find the satisfaction. Why? The one above is not happy. See that? And if he's happy, I notice myself, a lot of time I notice, that it's a simple mug and masoor that they prepare, right? They're prepared, but you find so much of satisfaction, happiness, aid. I won't want to stop with biryani with this. But now that is when, فَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا Allah will give you enjoyment, will give happiness. Simple life, simple things, but he'll put that satisfaction, that happiness inside. He's happy. Would you? So won't he make you feel happy? He'll definitely make you feel happy. But then what are the ways to make him happy? Not that abundance. It's that purity. That's the thing to look for. So one thing that happens is you have differences. Then you don't find satisfaction. Whatever you've got, it is less. You know, you are afraid of poverty. What's going to happen? Kal kya hoga? Kal kya hoga? That fear is all it. Jo bale zahir to jaane hai, bale batin to kya jaane? So what you're seeing, that's where you're putting all your eyes. And Allah Ta'ala can change things in seconds. In seconds He can change the thing. See, like, about 6 months ago, a lot of people were investing and going to Turkey. Turkey became the destination, right? And Allah Ta'ala shook the thing a little bit. Now, the destination is cancelled. See that? So, the best way to invest is in the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala happy about it. He's happy, he'll make a plan for you. But you try your best to make him feel happy. See that Allah is happy. He's happy, he'll work it out. So, I say, this whole respect and kindness starts with Allah Ta'ala. The presence of Allah Ta'ala. So you won't look at things that is not pleasing. You will not listen to things that are not pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is music, whether it is social group network, listening or reading, but it's something you know that Allah Ta'ala won't be happy about it. See? Because see now it's rebirth, it's a gossip, it's some allegation, it's distracting you from your course. Allah Ta'ala is distracting you. So why must you get into it? Why must you listen to it? Do you have any business to listen to it? So why? Well, you've got more important things. Things that will turn you to Allah Ta'ala, will increase your consciousness, the awareness of Allah Ta'ala, things that will please Allah Ta'ala, then that's the thing that you're supposed to be investing. Yesterday, when I was doing a talim, إِلَّا كَانَتْنَا وَتَرِيْتُمْ You are neglectful of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Day of Qiyamah is going to become a means of your remorse, problems. Hey, that moment now you saw this person, the moment he had, he valued it. When he valued it, he's got Jannat and what's got. And I got Jannat, but I haven't got yet his level. Because he valued his time. And I didn't value the time. So he scored, I failed to score. But Jannat is the only business that you can be winning all the time. So you're playing soccer or something, you can't guarantee that you will definitely win. You may win or you may lose. But you investing in the hereafter, then you must be. أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا Make in the film. كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا And dunya, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ أَجَّلْنَا لَهُ مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نَشَاءُ Two conditions attached. How much and who is going to give? Everybody's not going to get it. Dunya running after that, right? Everybody's not going to get it. And you're not going to get all what you wish. So, who Allah Pak wills, he'll get it. And how much Allah Pak wills, that's much you're going to get. That's the plan of the dunya. أَجَّلْنَا لَهُ مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نَشَاءُ. How much we wish, and who we wish, he'll get it. So the dunya is like a casino. See that? Everybody wins the casino. No? From maybe 100 people, 10 people may win, right? But the 90%, hey, he won, I must win. He will, I must win. That's what everybody thinks. Dunya is that. Same. So you think, hey, that person won, I must win. That person won, I won, I must win. So, don't have that casino mind mentality. You have a Jannat mentality, please Allah Ta'ala. So, I say you look after your ears as well. See, many a time, the person, as I used to say, the person himself is good, very good. He's a gentle person, very good person. But now, what he hears, what he sees, what he comes across, all that messes his life. He came across such people, such talks, he went and seen such things, he heard about some things that messed his whole life. Otherwise, minus all that, he was a gentleman. So what spoiled you? Your ears, your eyes, your mind all spoiled you. لَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ. You're not clear about it. Don't go, don't pursue it. That's why they ask you not to mix up. In the Tabligh Jamaat, they say you must make ikhtilat. Ikhtilat must not mean soccer, you must look soccer. You're all going to Qatar now, to watch. Ikhtilat means that how are you going to advertise your product? Your product is deen. How are you going to give it to him? You're going to give it to him now. You're advertising for that. That's the market. Marketing, what deen? So I need to get the person to perform namaz. So I'm going to market it. That's the ikhtilat. What does ikhtilat to go and watch soccer and all that? No. It's all upside down. So, la takhfu ma laysa laka bihi. See, that consciousness, that adab of Allah Ta'ala will make you a different person. So this, invest in this. Allah is watching. When you're alone and you're amongst people, he's still watching you. So your eyes is watching. Your ears is watching. He's even watching what's in your mind. In sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad. What's in your mind, he knows. You're sitting here and you're flirting about that person's wife. Is that right? So that's only in your mind. You didn't even speak about it, but you flirted, right? Right? That flirtation, that was wrong. See that? So, not only looking and hearing, but even the mind, look after the mind. Or, you are here in the masjid, or wherever you are, and you're thinking, hey, this man is becoming very wealthy. His business must just collapse, you know. He's running so well. I can't see him prospering. And what I'm desirous of, he must fail. Oh, this student here is working very hard. Right? Let's hope he doesn't bring good results. Am I wishing well for him? If he fails, then I'm rejoicing. Yeah, this person here, see. Yeah, he was acting very big now. See what happened to him. So I am rejoicing at his failure. Sometimes not verbally, but mentally. Yeah. You said but the it says a lot of things. Isn't it? Isn't that wrong? You are, in your mind, you are rejoicing for the Muslim's failure, collapse, etc. Or, if, for example, people are there's a smear campaign, right? He's speaking against someone. People just need to have a campaign, right? One story must be flying around. The story must fly around. Right? So now you also entertain that story. Now you haven't verified who's right, who's wrong. If someone's mentioned something, what was the context? Was the context right? I understood it properly. Haven't I understood it? So no, man, how could you do something like this, man? Why did you do such a thing? But did you hear the whole story? Shibli or Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he saw a healthy person near the masjid and he's begging. So a thought crossed his mind. Such a healthy person, well dressed, and what's the need for him to beg like this? Some sort of mental guna, sir. Mental. What's the need for him to beg like this? So in the dream he's seeing that someone is telling him that eat the flesh of your brother. The flesh of your brother, eat of it. So he says, you know, one is it's a person, and one is dead. There's two reasons for this thing being haram. How can you ask me? He said, yeah, but you're eating. He said, no, I never eat. No, you made ghibat of that person. I didn't engage in any ghibat. But you engaged in mental ghibat. See, you engaged in ghibat, but in a mental ghibat. You saw that person, and you thought, why is he begging? He's healthy, he's strong, he must go and work, do something. So, why you engage in that? Because ليس المسكين الذي ترده اللقمة واللقمتان والتمرة والتمرتان. So every person that is healthy and strong doesn't have to be wealthy also, is healthy and strong. But now just some type of a need just came up. He just came up and he needs something. For example, now his father got a heart attack and he definitely needs to send him to hospital and he doesn't have the money. What is he going to do? He has to ask for some help. So under normal circumstances he wouldn't have asked. Right? Or, for example, 2 days he couldn't get a job. 2 days, 3 days, he's got wife and children, he's looking out for a job, he can't find a job, and he needs to look after them. Nothing to eat. So now, he's got dependence and they are at the point of starvation, so that poverty has forced him to do this. So did you understand what the circumstances were? You didn't understand that. And you just jumped to the conclusion that this person here is strong and healthy, and why is he asking for help? So Junaid got up in the morning, he is all shaken up, went to look for the person. So that person first read, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Remember that Allah knows. But now, because of the Junaid made tawbah, say, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Now you made tawbah, so don't worry, go. Because your tawbah is accepted. So, that adab of Allah Ta'ala. See that adab, the consciousness, awareness of Allah Ta'ala. So first that adab and respect, kindness for Allah Ta'ala first. That's the root. Once that is right, everything else will go right. So this khanqa, this is what they're doing here. Get your roots right. You can see now, that the tree is all falling apart, right? You try to fix up the branches, can you get it right? Get the roots right. Get the whole thing right. The whole thing will be right, inshallah. But are you trying to fix up the branches, just to beautify the branches? Maybe a day or two, it'll be a little bit attractive with it. Then, al-aqrab fal-aqrab, those that are closest to you, then the type of respect and consciousness you will show to them. See, like, your children, your wife, your parents, your brothers, siblings, right? What type of love and respect you will show to them. So, in the stories of the Prophet, you will find some precedent, find something. In Saharanpur, we relate the stories, why we relate? نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلْ مَا نُسَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَدَكَ. To strengthen you, strengthen your mind. So, a lot of times, ulama have this problem that you He just came out of the masjid. My God, a Muslim, man. I got this one here. My son asked this thing here. Now, the Mulana feels a bit incorrect not to give you some attention. Maybe he's desperate, you need to know it. And he wants to give you attention because he can see now you are worried, right? But now sometimes that masla has to be explained, opened out and explained, right? So Mura is explaining a masla and it took him some time. And he's worried now if he's not going to explain the masla, this man will just get involved in haram. Like maybe it's like an estate problem now. And if he didn't explain, then that person can be eating haram. So now, the masla sometimes needs time. You need to explain the whole thing, listen to the whole thing first, and explain it properly. So that can take sometimes half an hour, three quarter hour. Right? Now, Allah is explaining the whole masla nicely, and he's come home with a delay. It's a winter's night. Right? Cold, Saharanpur. You didn't see the winter there, see? Very cold. Because Saharanpur, Deoband, is near the Himalayas, right? So you can imagine now, peak winter, how it will be. So now, came home, knocking the door. So the wife says, "Jiske saath ab tak raat guzara, bas usi ke paas raho." Came with a delay, 3/4 hour, 45 minutes. You know, whoever you've been spending the night with till now, you go get stuck with him. So someone, you know, temperature was a little bit off. Right. And I tell the people, right, even if you're angry with the wife, don't show the anger, please, for Allah Baksi. Don't express your anger. Try and calm the situation. Because now you're angry, in an hour's time you may need her. What do you do then? Like for example now, one mehman just came. One guest just came now. Now before that you took off with the, you need to put the... Now, three people came, your buddies came, and you need her to fry samosas and all that, and make something and present it. Would she do it? You fix up yourself. I'm busy, no? See, or if she does it, she'll do it grudgingly. She won't do it very well. So, just now, you're going to be angry, just like a leader. So, it's in your interest not to express the full anger. A little bit is alright, is you know, correct. But don't blow the top. For your own benefit, don't blow the top. It's your own good. And think now that all of us have weakness. She's got weakness, I got weakness. So what if she's got a weakness? I also got weakness. I got some problem. So I would like her to cover my faults. And she would expect the same. That you must also cover my faults. Right? They'll have some weakness. It's not going to be, this world is not guaranteed for anything, any person, anybody. It's not guaranteed. So, yesterday a person came, a lot of ghabrat. You know? So he had an unpleasant experience with his wife. So now, how could she do this to me? How could she do this to me? So, intelligent person, something what answer to give him. I asked him, is there anything or any person that is guaranteed in this life? Anything guaranteed? Sickness, is it guaranteed? Health, is it guaranteed? Even behavior patterns, are they guaranteed? Now you're looking like muttaqi, right? But do you have a guarantee that you will never do wrong, never behave incorrectly? Do you have a guarantee? In a second you can just change. I truly am despising you, right, for your misbehavior. But can't I also be misbehaving? Have I got a guarantee that I'll never misbehave? That's only for the Nabi. The Nabi got a guarantee that he will never do wrong. Allah Pak has given him that type of indemnity. That's a Nabi. He won't do harm. If it's something, then it'll be an error in judgment. In his discretion, he made a mistake. Right? Otherwise, besides the Nabi, anybody got guarantees? Nobody got a guarantee. Yes, we despise the wrong, but we don't carry on like, you know, hey, why he did this? Right? I ask you, have you got a guarantee? So you disappoint your wife because of her behavior, right? How could she behave like this? Do you have a guarantee? When you don't have a guarantee, then if you slip into that same wrong that she slipped into, right, then what you would expect from her, she must also hold it against you and never show that love and cooperation with you. Like now, she slipped, right? And you have to show her some love, some, just cover the faults, and just overlook the thing and carry on, right? That's what you would expect. She would expect. So the same, she deserves the same. If she slipped, then you can slip. You have made a wrong, so in your behavior you can be wrong, in your health you can fail, right? In your wealth you can fail. Nothing in this world is guaranteed. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. Do you feel fearless of Allah Ta'ala? أَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِي تَعْرَةً أُخْرَى. Today you just, by millimeters, you missed out, you saved that accident, right? It would have been broken into pieces. There was an armed robbery, right? By millimeters, you just got saved. أَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ. Allah can repeat that whole scenario. You are saved now. That whole scenario can be repeated again. Do you have any guarantee? So what are you boastful about? See someone, what are you boastful about? So like that person wants you to cover him up and look at him with affection, right? You would also want the same if you slipped. I made a slip, this whole people, they don't take it. You know, now, what happens to people, I made a mistake now, keep singing that song. Yeah, you did this one, yeah. You did this. Keep running this, running the person down. Is that the way we live? Do you have an indemnity? Do you have a guarantee that you'll never fall into this? So like you don't have a guarantee, they also don't have a guarantee. Nobody came with guarantees here. And each one would like that the next person covers me up, or help me, I'm in a mistake. Just help me out. Help me find a solution for me. Do something for me. And you know all these things here, what I'm talking about, most of it, I've seen it. You know, most of these things I've seen. I won't take names on it, right? But we came to live here in this town of the 60s, right? So that youngster that time, going to the madrasa there, right? There's no masjid at the time. Even Chop was no masjid. 1960. No masjid. You know that the flats there, the flats was the masjid. It was like a double garage. The double garage converted into the musalla. That was within the mosque. So that was the double garage. And in front of it is this old flats where Muharram Sahib was staying. So, alongside that was the wuzu khana. You know where the building ends? That was the wuzu khana. And this side is the jamaat khana. Right. So now this picture is front of me. So the Imam Sahib at that time was, we used to call him Hafiz Nurbai. Later on we understood that he was Qari Nurbai. Last time. First he moved on to Lens. Around beginning 70, 71, he moved away. Then he passed away. So one Musalli, I think he was about the wealthiest here, very wealthy. At that time now, I can still remember people are battling, hardly got cars. If someone got a car also, got a, you know that VW Beetle, that you got. And that thing, I remember some people buying that thing for 50 rand. Don't get surprised. I know my friends that bought the thing for 50 rand. Why do you think, hey, is this real? You know, my friend, he bought that thing for 50 rands. Right? The money was tight. But he, at that time, he had businesses, properties, factories, he had factories, and outside his house, it could be about 3 or 4 mercs. He came and shouted at the imam, you know, the pride, I'm the boss here, he shouted at the imam. I was still young, and I thought to myself, the imam sort of didn't deserve this type of a treatment. But I was too young, I can't say anything. Right? Because I'm a catching just now. So the silence was a better thing for me. But the same person then, things just turned around. All his businesses, everything went down. You despise, you look down. I saw this, I saw everything. Lost everything, only one house, nothing else, everything he lost. And he came to such a level that then he had sugar, and I saw him, both his feet were cut off from here, at this point. See that? He passed away, he used to bring him, his cousin or something, used to bring him with the wheelchair to the masjid for namaz. So we don't despise. Yes, it doesn't mean you don't advise. You keep on advising, but don't despise. See, someone did a wrong, whatever. Our ways, we cover up. The worst wrong, by cover up, bring the person, advising. He wants to short, advise him, and put him on the road. Don't disgrace him, but don't despise. Otherwise, I say, nobody came with guarantees here. If you didn't come with guarantees here, just remain a servant. You know, yesterday we spoke about afala akunu abdan shakura. Learn how to become a servant. Do everything right. Try your best. But that doesn't give you the right to despise anybody. Any person. Allah.